Slacker and Steve on demand.
This is one of those topics that I'm a little worried about because I don't know if anybody will want to say this, but every once in a while, okay, it's not every once in a while. There's a store that I go to. It's not a grocery store, but I don't even say what it is. Almost every time I'm in there.
Liquor store. Oh, okay. Sorry. Anyway.
I hate you.
I know.
Here's what we're talking about. Would anybody be willing to call and say the codes you have at your work?
Yeah.
Like the things you say on the intercom, the things you say to each other. And we're talking about like, if you're a doctor, if you're I know flight attendants have stuff.
Yeah.
If you just work in a warehouse, if you work in a grocery store, you work in a whatever. So every time I'm in the store, I'll be walking around and I'm looking at stuff. And I'm really paranoid when I shop because I always feel like people think I'm shoplifting. I don't shoplift.
You think you look like someone that shoplifts? Or?
I don't know. Ever since I realized there are like secret shoppers.
Oh.
You know how some stores have that guy and he's all disheveled. You just kind of look and he's like, bleh. And like, I feel like they're stalking me.
Okay.
Okay. So in this one particular store, I hear them more often than not. I'm in there and somebody will say on the intercom, code purple, zone 7.
Yeah, it's code for creeper.
Is it? That's what I needed. So they're like, code purple, zone 7. And I'm like,
What zone?
Right. I don't know what zone I'm in. And I don't know if I'm purple. And I don't know if that means shoplifter, creeper, like hot dude, doubt that it's hot dude. I don't know.
Codes for that.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. So then I'll move. I'll be like, if I'm in electronics, I'm like, whatever kind of stuff they have in the store, I'll move to another part of the store.
And wait to hear another.
Code purple, zone 4. I'm like, I moved! Is it me? Is this 4? So then I try to remember. When I heard zone 7, I was over there. Zone 4. And nobody's ever approached me. Nobody's ever said anything. But I feel like...
You got coded.
But what could code purple be?
You don't want to know, buddy.
What could it...
Keep an eye on that guy.
That's what I feel like it means.
As you move from zone to zone, they hand you off to the next person.
Right.
And we got the overhead all looking down on you.
That's the other thing is I'll go into, it's just Target. Shut up, dude. So there are times when I just go into Target just to go in. I don't need anything.
What?
I don't know.
Just a loiter?
Because you go back to the one part of the store that's either, it's the seasonal. So it's all the patio stuff, and then it turns into back to school stuff, then it turns into like Halloween stuff, then it turns into Thanksgiving stuff, and then it turns into Christmas stuff. And I don't know. I just like to go back there.
See what's going on, what they got.
But then I'll walk through the kids' clothes. But like, so I just kind of serpentine through the store, but I don't even grab a cart. I don't look like a person who has any direction.
No, you look like a purple.
Right. I'm a code purple.
You're that guy.
And I don't.
You're a perspective. Keep an eye.
Yes. Do you think I'm code purple?
Yeah, I think you're the purple.
It's such a big store and there's so many different people. I can't be the purple.
No, they're starting with you as you get out of your car in the parking lot tracking you.
Parking lot. That's exactly. Say it now before it gets in here. He's wearing a weird hat. And
yep.
Yeah, I also usually go in there wearing like a Cat in the Hat hat. And
No,
that's not. None of that happens.
No,
I just really want to know what it could mean.
Code pink when you're wearing it.
Look at him. I want to. Do you ever hear that in your store? Like what?
Yeah, and usually in hospitals too, you hear like. Different codes going on and all that. And I remember I dated a 911 operator.
Okay.
And she said their code for an officer down is roll the world.
Roll the world.
You roll every police officer, you roll the fire department, you roll the ambulances, you roll the world.
I heard when you brought up doctors, if they say paging Dr. Brown.
Okay.
That means there's something bad going on.
Oh, no.
Which is weird because what if there is a Dr. Brown? But they say Dr. Brown's a code word when they want to alert security staff to some kind of threat. If a nurse or a doctor is in danger.
Dr. Brown.
You page Dr. Brown to the ER. Page Dr. Brown to the ICU. Wherever the bad stuff is going down.
Wow, okay.
Then they roll the world to... But I mean, what happens if you have Dr. Brown there? It's like, Dr. Brown shows up and is like, oh, mom.
I got to change my name.
Sorry, I was in surgery and realized you had a problem in here.
Why you always call me for your security issues?
Like any other Dr. Pink? So then we were trying to like Google and find other people's codes. And we got to a story that says why Costco checks your receipts on the way out.
Oh, I thought it was because where's the love? Where's the trust? And
it's not. It's more about they're not. Let me see what it says. It says Costco employees check receipts in order to spot cashier errors. They've never nailed anybody for shoplifting, this one employee said. She checked for 12 years, never noticed anybody shoplifting, but she noticed cashier errors.
Okay, so if I have 50 items in my cart, I hand them my receipt, they're going to check.
They sort of just give a cursory look at like the big tickets. Like they look down at your cart and they see your ginormous Jimmy Dean sausage collection and your well, all this stuff. And they're just kind of going, nyah, nyah, nyah. And then draw a little Sharpie line on it and let you leave.
So it's not that they don't trust us shoppers. They don't trust their fellow employees.
That's what they're saying. Yeah. Okay. They said they've never, that's why they do it. Cause I've always wondered what that code was, where it's like, no other store do they check your receipt on the way out, but Costco does.
That's such an interesting.
And I wonder if what their codes are, like if they have like a,
I bet you, yeah,
a code. Cause the other thing is, I don't remember what my code was, but we did have a code for somebody cute coming in the store. We said something. We were like, there's a special on. We would say, it was like somebody, can somebody mark down that? I can't remember what we said.
It sounds pretty elaborate.
No, I know. It was when I worked for a grocery store, it was like, somebody needs to rotate the dairy stock.
And that's code for
yeah.
What happens if you really need to?
No, that was the problem. Is Dr. Brown would show up and like, do I really? No, Doc Brown.
It's code for
there's a cute chick over. Yeah. Does it? All right. So if you've worked somewhere and you're willing to give this up.
Yep.
If there's nobody's going to do it.
Come on.
Because flight attendants, they have to say something like, there's a code purple in seat 7A.
Yeah.
And that means somebody's peeing on themselves, or means somebody's super hot. It means somebody's.
Yeah.
Whatever your career is, if you got a secret code, we can voice disguise you. We can do whatever.
Yeah.
We just want to know your secret codes. All right. We got somebody else talking about Code Purple, I think. Frost?
Hi. So the Code Purple one is actually just to spook shoplifters.
So that texter was right.
That's true.
We just got a texter saying that. So
they thought you were going to shoplift.
That's what they were doing.
Yes,
They're not even watching you. They just randomly put it over periodically, so that it makes you think you're being watched, and then you don't shoplift.
Oh, that's pretty slick.
So now, from now on, when I hear Code Purple, it's a green light to shoplift. That means they're not actually watching me.
Well, they might be watching you.
All right. So you think that's universal for like all different, because they do, they say zone 7, zone 4 or whatever. And you're like, and then you question yourself. Yep. Why do I quit? I don't steal.
Right.
Then why do I feel guilty? What is it about me?
Playing on your neurotics.
Yeah, I get. I mean, that's, thank you for the call.
That's interesting.
Do you feel weird when you go into a store and you spend like 10 minutes there and you walk out?
Yes. Cause I'm like, he's
right.
Right. I feel like I should hold my hand.
Right.
Yeah.
But you don't steal, and right. I don't steal. Then why do we have that?
Yeah.
Christina.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your code?
Okay. So I work in a hospital. So if it's a gun or a firearm, it's cold gray or cold silver, okay, depending on which hospital I was in.
Okay.
Code orange is a natural disaster. Code red is a fire. Code blue is unable to breathe. Code black was child abduction.
Dang.
Code black.
And this is just in your hospital or hospitals in general?
Is that kind of nationwide?
Yeah.
Well, I've worked in a few of them, and like the only one that really changed was the child abduction code and the firearm. That would either be silver or gray, depending on the hospital.
Did you ever deal with a code black?
Yes.
Did they try to steal something?
Black or, well, at Target, I don't remember what. Oh, it's code Adam at Target. So when they call out a code Adam,
that means somebody's grabbing a kid.
Child abduction.
Wow.
And so we all had to man the doors, and nobody was allowed to leave.
Wow. Interesting.
Could not leave.
Thank you for the inside tips.
Wicked.
Code black, man. That's so scary.
Yeah.
Mike.
Yay.
Yeah. What's your code?
So when I was working nights at Safeway, code one meant that somebody was running back to the beer aisle to try and grab a bunch of beer and run out the door.
Code
I
one.
Like how that's number
you
one.
You didn't even make it a hard code. Why don't you just say code beer?
Nope. So it was usually, group of youngsters, you know, making the way back there because it was in the corner at the time. And so then they would try and you would just kind of know, like five or six kids came in at 11 o'clock at night.
You can just tell they're going to smash and grab, grab it and run.
Yeah.
That's a good one, Mike. Thank you.
That's cool.
Thankfully, I've never heard code one when I'm at my liquor store. Kathy?
Yes, hi.
Yes, hi. Codes.
Yai.
What's your code?
There's two. One is at one of the department stores, they do a code pink if there's a lost child rather than announcing a lost child the speaker. But then the other one is if you're in an airport and you're part of AA and you announce looking for a friend of Bill W., which is one of the guys who wrote the book, the Alcoholics Anonymous book, then you someone will come in and meet you. If you're in a bad situation.
Oh, okay. Really?
That's interesting.
I think it's kind of cool. Yeah. That friend of mine told me that, and I thought that was kind of cool. You can just say paging friend of Bill W., and then and everybody who's part of that organization knows.
You're in AA and you're in trouble.
Dude, I just remember one too at Starbucks. Exactly.
Thank you.
The barista has a is having a difficult customer. They'll say, Your mom called, or your mom left a message.
Your mom left you a message.
Yes.
And that means just totally screw this guy's drink
right.
up. Your mom called. Yeah, I remember
that's
that.
That's right.
It happens to me at Starbucks all the time. Claire?
Yay.
Codes.
All right. So I work in a big department store, so there's not really like a back place that we can go to make a phone call if we see something suspicious. So it's usually when the client is right in front of us. And if we suspect that maybe they're using a fraud card or something, we have to pick up the phone and say, I need more shopping bags. And then that's the cue to our security that they will then, you know, look on the camera, see where we're calling from. And then they'll give us direction from there. Like, all right, ask for the ID or something like that. But
I need shopping bags.
And if you really need shopping bags,
gotta get in shopping bags. Thank you. God, these are interesting. Yeah. Sam.
Yai.
Codes.
So I think you were talking about probably working in a grocery store. When I worked in a grocery store, some cute chick or anyone really would walk in, and I'd ask my buddy what time he was working to. If he said 9, she was probably a 9 out of 10 or 10 out of 10.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. And that's how, you know, when we were asking each other what we thought, you know, that was when you could give an honest opinion. You know, oh, I'm only working till 5 today.
Oh, man.
I like that.
Yeah.
Whenever I go in the grocery store, everybody's off at about 2.
Slacker and Steve.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.